In my prelude this morning, I neglected to get the title of the bulletin, so I wanted to let you know it is called Take My Life. It starts with the familiar hymn tune, Hendon, but then it's going to move into a new Latin tune, which we will be singing with these familiar words in a couple weeks, that I just wanted to give you a little introduction to.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Welcome to worship at College of Mennonite Church on Groundhog's Day, I guess it is. Wouldn't you know it would be the only sunny day that we would have in a stretch of 3 weeks. I'm not sure what that means or how to take that. This is a special Sunday in the life of our congregation. We have the group Parables from Goshen College. I want to give them a special welcome, and we look forward to hearing them. And welcome to those of you who are visitors, especially those of you who come to hear parables. I invite you to take your bulletins and turn into the call to worship, please. And we will read responsively. La salvación viene de nuestro Dios, que está sentado en el trono y del Cordero.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
Amén. La alabanza,
la gloria, la sabiduría, la acción de gracias, la honra, el poder y la fortaleza son de nuestro Dios por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. Amén. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Invite you to stand in body or and or spirit and take the sing the storybooks, the purple books, turn to number one.
In the same book, number 65. We'll sing the first verse in Spanish, and then you'll have a choice of English or Spanish to sing the remaining four verses.
Amen.
invite you to join me in prayer and to say the response, Lord, hear our prayer. So when I say, we pray to you, O Lord, I invite you to say, Lord, hear our prayer. Join me. For the church of God, in all places, that it be filled with truth and love and found without fault at the day of your coming, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, including those serving on behalf of this congregation, for the Spanish language service here at College Mennonite today. We pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance grow among nations and peoples, that those in positions of public trust serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, for the reduction of violence and the increase of righteousness, for Goshen College and its students, especially those with us this morning, those serving with parables, for those throughout the world that have called this place home, we pray to you, O Lord. For all who live and work in this community, for a blessing on all human labor, that your gifts of creation are used to free the world from poverty, famine, and disaster. For those working to bring reconciliation in situations of strife. For those whose livelihoods involve working for health and the well-being of our bodies. We pray to you, O Lord. For the poor and the persecuted, and all who grieve and suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, for immigrants, for the sick, and those whose bodies need healing, for Carl Metzler and Don Mentor, Mary Lois Gingrich, Helen Clausen, Matt Troyer, Nancy Miller, Justin Yoder, Rachel Hartzler, and Julie Bender. We pray to you, O Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, and with gratitude for your steadfast love and mercy, we commit ourselves and all our life to Christ. Grant that all who have been reborn in the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in our lives what we profess by our faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, sounding of the trumpet.
And with lyre and with harp.
With timbrel and dancing, with strings and pipes.
Praise him with resounding cymbals and joy.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Todo lo que respira, alabe al Señor.
We shall praise.
Hi. Okay, so when I was about 5 years old, I had undergone an open heart surgery. This left me with a nasty scar on my chest. For a long time when I was a kid, it didn't matter as much. It was kind of cool to have a scar. I felt important and brave. But I think it was when I got to high school, the scar started bothering me a lot because, well, others didn't have a scar like I did, so I felt abnormal. I felt really weird and I felt really embarrassed by my scar. I thought I was nothing more than my scar, so I felt like I was constantly defined by my scar. So I started doubting myself. I started doubting my abilities. I started doubting God, and I used to ask him why I had a scar, and I felt really dirty. I was so embarrassed that I used to never wear anything that would like even reveal a bit of my scar, and if anyone got a glimpse of it and asked me about it, I would run away. I would change the topic. I would say something like, oh, my mom's calling me, I gotta go, bye. And I would just run away. So I think I was scared to be judged. I was scared to appear weak. For many nights, I remember I cried myself to sleep. I used to ask God why I was not enough. And why did this scar affect me in such a big way? And why couldn't I just see it as a blessing instead of a curse on my life? Because it was not a curse. But I felt hopeless because I didn't get any answers. I wasn't listening for answers either. All this changed during International Women's Day at Goshen College. We had a photo shoot, and I was a part of that photo shoot, and I wore a top that revealed a bit of my scar right on top. I really don't know where I got the courage to do so, but I did, and I was so proud of myself for doing so. And so my friend, she took these amazing pictures of all of us, and when I got a picture of myself, I was happy with it. So I put a picture up on one of my social media accounts with a huge caption talking about my journey and my scar and everything. And boy, I did not expect the positive feedback. There were so many positive comments that it just brought me to tears. Everyone told me how brave I was and how I was such an inspiration. And it was beautiful. One of my childhood best friends, so she always used to tell me that I was the bravest person she knew. I never believed that, but because, you know, friends are supposed to say nice things about you, but I never believed that. But she commented on this picture too, and she said she was super proud of me and that she loved me, and she was so happy that I was finally able to embrace the scar that saved my life. And that's when I realized that, yeah, God did save my life. And if it wasn't for the scar, I would not be standing here with all of you. And this is God's story, and this is God's love for me. It's just physical proof of his love. And so now whenever I look in my scar, that's all I have to think about, that God loves me, and he does have a purpose for me. And that's beautiful. So, yeah.
Thank you for that story. This time in our service, we will continue in worship by the giving of our tithes and offerings, and I invite you to come forward and bring your offering here or to place it in the plate as it's passed. It's also the first Sunday of the month, which means it's birthday offering Sunday for those of you who have February birthdays.
Thank you.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, a day which you have made. We give you thanks for each moment. We give you thanks that you love us and care for us, no matter the circumstances of our lives, and that you walk with each one of us. We thank you for your generosity to us. And as an act of worship, we return these gifts to you in the hope and the faith that they be used for your good purposes. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
For this next piece, we invite you to join us. We will be singing My Life Flows On, which you can find in the Parables Bulletin, inside of your normal bulletin, or you can find it at 580 in the blue hymnal, 580. And I invite you to stand if you are able.
Guys! wrong century.
Yeah.
We need something more upbeat. Okay, okay, follow me.
Okay, okay.
Ready? Jesus is a friend. He's a friend next to me.
Jesus is a friend. Pass.
Die.
No, that is way too campy.
Ben, you work at a summer camp.
I know. I'm tired of it. No. We need something a little more classic.
I can get behind classic.
Okay.
But, with a modern twist?
Like what?
Okay. Kate, lead me in with Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Lord, the Bible tells me so.
Ben, I don't think that's
that was awesome.
It was awesome.
But
I don't think it
follows
very well. Ainsley, you play piano. Play something simple.
Yeah, Ainsley,
something churchy.
I don't know how it's going to be any better than what I did. But... okay. I can get behind this.
Grace to thee proclaim, and all that is within me joined, bless his holy name. Oh yeah. Oh bless the Lord my soul, his mercies bear in mind, forget not all his benefits.
So you're a virgin and you're pregnant. How does that work?
an angel of the Lord.
The son of who? Well, yes, that's quite the call indeed.
Congratulations on your promotion. Not everyone gets to work for the king. It seems like a real calling of yours.
Yeah, Bo, that does sound like a pretty dysfunctional family life to me.
So you thought that eating this apple would give you immeasurable knowledge? I don't see why that's such a bad thing.
Wait, okay, so let me get this straight. You were blind for 3 days. You know, that's really incredible. But I can see how that must have been challenging for you.
Jonah, you do know that Nineveh is in the other direction, right?
A 40-day cruise with your entire family and all of your pets? That sounds amazing. Oh.
Is your fiancé around? Could I talk to him? Thanks. Hey, Joe. This isn't what it looks like. Your fiancé's been blessed in a powerful way, and you're being called to stay by her side.
I'm sorry about your co-workers. They all really seem to be against you. But hey, at least you're hanging out with the cool cats now.
Can you give me just 1 second, Mo? Thanks. Hey, does anyone have like a pen or a pencil or something to write? Oh, thank you so much. Okay, now tell me, word for word, exactly what did the bush say? I see.
Ma'am, I understand you made a mistake, but everyone makes those. Wait, this was the first sin ever? Oh.
You what? Hold on a second. This guy wrote like 13 letters.
13?
13.
That's so dedicated.
Doesn't your hand hurt? I don't mind what.
Stop. Stop. I can't hear you. Can you hear me now?
Okay. So I get that you're afraid that everything is gonna change, but I'm sure God called you for a reason.
So what you're telling me is that the people around you don't think that what you're invested in has any value. I can completely understand how hard that can be, but why doubt now? Your instructions were so clear.
Bethlehem is a long ways away for a pregnant mother, buddy. Okay, I understand, but she gets to ride the donkey all the way to Bethlehem. Yes, all the way.
It sounds like you've had some serious doubts along the way, but that doesn't make you any less able.
You know what, Mo? I say, get out there and tell Pharaoh exactly what you're about. Remember, God doesn't call us for no reason.
Even though you felt a temptation, God can still use you in your brokenness. You just have to follow his call.
I think it's incredible that you decided to follow your call and join the church.
Yes, it is difficult to obey God all the time. I struggle with that a lot, but I know you are good enough to do this.
You have been faithful and loyal, and God keeps God's promises even after the storm. You were designed for your unique calling.
Mary, among many people, you are highly blessed. You must make this decision, but the Lord is with you. Keep faith in your heart as you follow the path God has set out for you.
There is a specifically designed destiny for you, and you are enough to follow the call.
Throughout the living story, there have been those that are called by God. Often, this call comes in the night, when we are not prepared. But know that no matter where you are, God will sustain you through all of your trials and tribulations and lead you through your journey. To affirm this, we invite you to join us in the singing of the next hymn, hymn number 395 in your blue hymnal, Here I Am, Lord. The parables will sing or play the verses, but we invite you to join us on the refrain, and we invite you to stand if you are able.
Thank you.
God is enough, and I am enough for God. I am Nathan Berkey. I'm a third-year music education major at Goshen College, and I have had the pleasure to be with you guys for the last about 2 years attending here. I am fortunate enough to have grown up in a very fortunate Mennonite church here in Goshen, and a community that always supported me along the way in any of my endeavors. Always teaching this way of having childlike faith as Jesus describes in Matthew 16. I'm fortunate to have always had these mentors leading me in a spiritual life that I'm fortunate to have. However, sometimes we don't really know what we believe until we are challenged. This is the interesting thing that I've had happen over the last couple years as I've been in college, as I've been in environments where I'm not always with people who agree with me or understand my point of view. This last spring, I had the opportunity to go on SST, or study service term, where I spent 3 months living in Indonesia, where I studied language, history, culture, the arts, along with many different topics. And while I was there, there were lots of people who did not always understand my world viewpoint or my faith. Particularly when you're in a country that is 85% Muslim, and you are instantly in the minority. It was, for me, that was the first time I was, one, outside of the Mennonite bubble, and two, outside of a Christian bubble, where the Christians were in the majority. Well, while I was there, it was eye-opening to see how people could relate to God in many new and fascinating ways. I was fortunate to see, to have conversations with Catholics, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, all at the same time, and learning about these different world points and how they can affect our faith. However, upon returning, I was frustrated. One, because the conversations were usually in Indonesian, and my Indonesian was not super strong, so I didn't understand all the time. Two, that none of them inherently seemed right or wrong, and that it made my relationship with God harder, because now all of a sudden there is no right or wrong way that I understand to relate to God. And I began to wonder, am I worthy or even enough for God? What is the right way that I need to proceed in my life, and how will I know that way? I don't expect to find the answer soon, in the next year, the next 10 years, the next 65 years. But the one thing that I keep telling myself as I proceed forward is that God is enough, and I am enough for God.
to learn.
Here we are, as we are.
Thank you, Parables, for leading us in worship. It was a very special time for us. I'm wondering if you would be willing to just greet people in the hall here. Would that be okay? After the service. Please receive these words of benediction, and I invite you to stand. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen. Go in peace.